Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
On Friday, Mance and Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Reverend John White talks about how to contact your higher consciousness as part of our metaphysical Q&A.
In hour number two, we are filling the phone lines all hour long with Puget Sound's divine diva herself, Lou J. Free.
Bringing you fascinating talks since 2007, we are Mance and Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and give us a like while you're there. Sure appreciate that. And, you know, don't just check your timeline, because I know if you're like me, you don't have time to check your timeline all the time. You miss a lot of good stuff, and a lot of you regulars are missing a lot of the really good animal stuff that I post, and there's some really, really cool stuff up there. A good warning about dogfighting rings and how they get their prey, their practice animals there, but lots of really wonderful stuff, too.
And if you're wanting to contact Animal World off the air, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can do that on air as well. If you want to give us a call and get a free remote session with Dr. Nels while there's still time, got a couple lines open. Local number 425-373-5527 and toll free is 1-888-298-5569. If you need me during the week off air, you can call me, especially if you're interested in behavior therapy for your animal friends, your dogs or your cats. It's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, but the number gets me one way or the other, 360-217-7258. And if you need to send something via the U.S. Postal Service to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. If you need to contact Dr. Nels off the air, check out his website at www.nelshealingministry.com, and you can call him at 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. All righty, then. We are ready to head back to the phones. You ready, Dr. Nels?
All right. Let's rock and roll, as they say.
All right. Well, let's rock and roll down to Renton. And Maria, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha. You are so terrific with your show and all the guests, you know, for all the animals. I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling. What can Dr. Nels do for you today?
Yes. You know, I have called before, and you have helped me with other guests. But this time around, I'm calling again with Nikki, the Chihuahua mix. We believe she's about 7 years old, and she has genetic epilepsy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's just tune in here.
Is she on medication?
Yes, she's on the Cabro and the phenobarbital.
Okay. And does that keep her seizures under control?
Kind of. You know, it seems like every 7 weeks now she has clusters, and I had to end it up in the ER, you know, to break them. So it's not really control in my mind.
All right. Well, I've found some points that I'm working on here. It's the basic reset, pretty much. The fight or flight system needs to be reset. So I'm working on that. And so far, I've got some fluttery feelings on the right side of my fingertips. So now, does she get outside much, or is she an indoor dog?
No, she's inside dog, and she's very skittish. So
yeah. All right. Okay. Good. I've got good strong pulsing going on this side, so we'll see about the other.
And is this epilepsy? She had this for as long as you've had her, Nikki?
It started about 4 years ago. You know, I inherited her from my best friend that died from cancer. So she's a new dog to me.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. You inherited her.
So
right.
I was curious now. So did she not have seizures before she came to you?
She started it. We were, you know, kind of babysitting when my friend was going to chemotherapy, and my mom noticed, you know, that she started biting in the air and, you know, doing odd things. So that's when my friend took her to the neurologist, and they did some tests and find out if she has genetic epilepsy.
Ah, interesting.
Well, now I'll just tell you, just on a medical level, that these generic epileptic seizure type stuff is often underlied by the endocrine immune imbalance that we call Pleckner syndrome. And a lot of dogs have been helped by addressing that and hypoallergenic diets. So that's a reason why. Have you ever heard Dr. Bill Burlingame doing Vet Sunday here on Animal World?
I haven't heard him, but I have you mentioned him, but that's something I need to pursue too.
Yeah, because I can give you a phone number for him if you want to give him a call. Or
okay.
His consultation number is 425 903-1913.
Okay.
You can email him, BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. But he's also got a great website now, a new website, BillBurlingameDVM.com. But you could ask him if you want to know about testing for the Plechner imbalance.
How do you spell that?
P as in Peter, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. And you can tell him you were talking to Martha and Dr. Nels on the air, and that I mentioned that, epileptic seizures are and can be related to Plechner syndrome, and if you want to find out about testing and if you want to do that.
Plechner.
Plechner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Got it. Thank you.
And the book, if you want to order it and read it, is Pets at Risk. Pets at Risk by Dr. Plechner, and you can get it on Amazon.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's called the Plechner.
Right, because he's the one that discovered it.
Okay.
Now,
it
looks like Dr. Nels, did you finish up with what did you find with Nikki?
Well, I found that basic reset, both sides of the body needed to be done. So we reset her autonomic nerve system. Stuck in fight or flight, then it can't do its normal response. Remember, I was talking earlier about the teeter-totter response.
Right, right.
Fight or flight when necessary, and rest, digest, and heal when it's time to do those things. And so she was stuck into that fight or flight and not getting
enough
rest.
Okay, so it'd be great
rest,
to see how she
and
responds,
heal.
And if she doesn't have, you know, the frequency of the problem as she has been having.
Right. So anyway, we finished up with her.
Super.
Thank you,
Maria.
So
thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you, Doctor.
You bet. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
All right. Let's see. We are now headed to Seattle, and Raul, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Yes. Good morning.
Hello, Raul.
Good morning. How are you? We haven't talked to you for a while.
I know. I've been a stranger. I'm so sorry. But I listen to you, I think, most Sunday.
All right. Well, I'm glad to know you're out there, and I love hearing your voice. So what can Dr. Nels do for you today?
Yes, thank you. Hi, Dr. Nels. I have a tricky one for you. I am going to start looking for a new job. I currently have two jobs. And
you need another one? Oh, my.
No. I want to replace both.
Trade two for one, huh?
Right.
Okay.
So I want to find, and of course, a good job. But the process of looking for a job can be stressful, you know, a lot of anxiety and a lot of things that might come up. I'm not anticipating that. But I'm wondering somehow you can help me clear a path and somehow, you know, see if you can tune into what's going on with me. And in the meantime, I find it so funny that I've been having this hip pain for the last 2 weeks. I don't know if that's related, but I don't know.
You know, hip pain, right or left hip?
Right hip.
Right hip. I just was trying to remember, you know, are you familiar with Louise Hay?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember her, Heal Your Body. I don't have a copy of the book here with me, or I'd look it up, but I think I remember that maybe hip pain has something to do with fear and moving forward, which, you know, that kind of correlates with what you're talking about here.
Right.
So can you fix this, Dr. Nels?
Well, I did find some things while
he was
talking. I was doing my muscle testing, and I found that the negative feeling is one of ridicule. So what we need to do is move into a positive feeling, and that feeling is enthusiastic. So here's what we're going to do, Raul. I'll find out the specifics of how we're going to make that get into your unconscious brain so we can replace ridicule with enthusiastic. So give me just a moment. Okay, so what I'll have you do is you're going to close both eyes, and you'll be looking down and to the right, and doing our controlled breathing with a slow breath in, hold for a few seconds, slow breath out, and hold it out a few seconds. And while you're doing all of that, you'll be thinking enthusiastic and the number 7.
Oh, that's good. Closed eyes, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word enthusiastic and the number 7.
All right, we're getting good strong pulses already, so go ahead and open your eyes and breathe normally. And then, Raul, I want you to think about your situation. You're going to be going and looking for this new job, probably have some interviews and that sort of thing. And I'm testing, and I'm not getting a response like I did the last time where the muscle test failed. So we cleared that out. Now, here's what we're going to do. I want to have you focus on this hip pain that you're having. Okay, now that muscle test failed, so let's see what I find there.
Uh-huh. We'll work on that specifically.
All right, and interestingly enough, the feeling of pride seems to be coming up a lot today.
Well, you know, on each show, we usually have one negative feeling or emotion that is priority over everything else.
Right,
sort of.
So
that's normal.
Yeah, so now we'll find our positive to replace that with. And it's this time it's going to once again be trust. And that's, again, trusting that everything is working just as it should. Mm. So focus on trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with your eyes closed, you will be looking down and to the right, doing the controlled breathing and thinking trust and the number 7.
Okay, so closed eyes, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 7.
All right, and just like that, we're getting good, strong pulses. So
Yay.
Go ahead and open your eyes again, and I'll have you, again, focus your attention on that hip and how that's been feeling. Okay, it was a little better, but not quite yet. So what else we find here? We're going to stick with trust. Okay, you're going to do the same thing. I'll be moving my contact points on your head to a different location.
Okay. So same instructions?
Yep.
Okay, closed eyes. Look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 7. Trust and the number 7.
There we go. Now we're getting good strong pulses coming in again. So go ahead and open your eyes. And I'll have you think again about your hip, how that's been feeling and affecting your life. And now I get a good strong muscle test.
Excellent.
So we've changed the relationship of your brain and your body, especially as it relates to the hip. Now what's interesting is I was hoping that what I was going to find was that it was the same feeling as when we were talking about the job, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
So they were, it's possible there was some relationship there, but but it wasn't exactly the same. I find it very frequently when a person has something happening in their life that the feelings associated with that are also associated with their physical symptom. In your case, that wasn't the case, but I like to play games with myself and see what I find.
Well, okay, speaking of that, I'm just going to reiterate, Rallo, I really am a fan of Louise Hay's, her little book, Heal Your Body, because what she's done as a metaphysician is taken typical physical problems and then the emotional or thought pattern that kind of relates to them, and then affirmations to help you begin, the healing and shifting things. And she seems to be quite accurate, and they're very helpful. And so I was asking, because I got the hip was, fear of moving forward or something. I think that's what it says. But then I couldn't remember what the affirmation was, and boom, there it came in. So an affirmation for you is hip, hip, hooray, there is joy in every day. Hip, hip, hooray, I have joy in every day.
Okay.
So you can add that to the not going to hurt.
That's right.
And
be sure you...
Be enthusiastic and trust.
Yeah, and trust that it's all working as it should.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll give you another one, too, because this is from Yogananda and from Super Conscious Living recommendation. And I do this every morning. I go outside when I got with Robbie, and I do it to all four directions. But you in the first statement, you spread your arms out in front of you and then out to the side and then up above. And you say, I'm awake, energetic, enthusiastic. Oh, boy. I'm awake, energetic, enthusiastic. Oh, boy. And I do that all four directions. And, man, it makes a difference. You start off your day feeling really great. And then you can do hip, hip, hooray, I have joy in every day. Woohoo! All right. So, and then let's get you a good job.
All right.
Oh, and Raul, call in next Sunday, too, because like, we can have Jude and Paul do their thing related to the job thing as well.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you so much to both of you.
All righty. God bless. Thanks
great
for calling Animal
again.
World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Casey and Puyallup, hold on. We've got another line open if you want to call in. And now, too, 425-373-5527, 1-888-298-5569. And it's time to take care of advertisers. So we're going to do that. Listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them, because without them, we can't do this kind of programming. Animal World continues, and back to the phones straight ahead with Dr. Nels Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique expert and practitioners in the house, and doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And we've got some lines open if you'd like to get in before we close out the show. We gotta have time for current events and some announcements and so forth. So if you want to get a call in, now would be the time to call 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. That's toll free, of course. And we are gonna now head to Puyallup, and welcome Casey. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hello, Martha. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Dr. Nels, for what you do.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. I've had some lower back pain for probably 4 months now.
It's not
sciatica, but I haven't been able to figure out what it is.
So tell me a little more, like, when does it bother you the most?
After I've been sitting or when I get up in the morning, it seems to get better. I work out at the Y almost every day, and it seems to get better when I actually walk around the track or do the treadmill.
All right. That's a really interesting finding, because if it bothers you more when you've been still and then as you work and move around, it gets better, that's generally a sign that there's a little toxic buildup that's related, like swelling, for example. And that can come about through, you know, an abnormal posture or something that puts a, you could call it a mild but chronic strain on the area. And so then mm-hmm. the body builds up essentially toxic products of waste from the strain on the tissues. And so what we can do, there's two ways you can handle it. I don't know what kind of diet you eat or anything, but oftentimes really putting a lot of alkaline minerals in your diet is good. Like eating lots of good green leafy vegetables and fruits can help a lot with the general state of your nutrition and the toxic levels that might happen in your tissues. The other thing is we're going to reset you, which could help your balance and take the strain off of there. All right.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan to
me.
So
what I'll have you do, is there is it bothering you right now by any chance?
No, not bad, because I've been up and walking around all morning.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what I'll have you do is I want you to remember, like, did it bother you when you got up this morning?
Yes.
Okay, so just think about what it was like this morning when you got up. Okay, and my muscle test failed, which means that
there's
we can work
can
with
do,
that.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what it is. All right, and the feeling of contradict comes up.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah, contradict. So
you get something unique, Casey.
That could mean that in response to a situation where you were having that feeling where you had to contradict somebody or somebody was contradicting you, that may have had something to do with the origins of this imbalance in your system. Now what we're going to do is find the positive to replace that with. So we'll see what it is. And it's the feeling of adore, as in I adore them or I adore it or whatever. So I want you to focus on that feeling of I adore. Okay, and with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right. You'll be doing slow, controlled breathing with a short pause for a few seconds at each end of your breath. And you'll be thinking the word adore and the number 7.
Okay, so Casey, close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word adore and the number 7.
All right, there, we're getting good pulses. Suddly popped right in. It was just like bang. There they were.
Wow.
So, okay, good. So you can have your eyes open again. And then I want you to think again about how it was this morning when you got up and what that felt like and how you were feeling about that situation at the time. And there's still work to do.
That's what I... Yep.
Okay, and we're going to do this for you, the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
You're just doing different points
different,
on her body.
Yeah, different contact points.
Okay, so Casey, close your eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word adore and the number 7.
All right, and there we go. Just about put our listeners to sleep with that one.
Uh-huh.
All right, good. So now I'll have you once again with your eyes open. Think about the situation this morning when you got up, what that felt like and how you were feeling about it. Okay, there's still more to be done.
We still got more to do.
Yeah, this is deep roots.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you had this pain, did you say?
For about 4 months.
4 months, okay.
Okay, yeah. So once again, we're going to be, I'm going to be actually using the same contact points, but you're going to have your eyes closed and look up and to the left.
Ah, okay.
And you'll be doing the controlled breathing and thinking the word adore and the number 6.
Okay, so close your eyes, look up to the left, slow, controlled breathing, thinking adore and the number 6. That's a little different.
This is a really interesting one here. I'm getting the right contact is really pounding away, and the left one's just doing absolutely nothing. But it'll pop in soon.
All right, so closed eyes, looking up to the left, slow, controlled breathing, thinking adore and the number 6.
All right, now we're getting good pulses coming in, so go ahead and open your eyes again.
That's interesting. It was the left side that was slow coming in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I'll have you again focus on what it was like in the morning and how you were feeling about that.
My goodness.
Still work to do.
Still work to do.
Yeah, let me just do a little special checking here. We're going to stick with the feeling of a door, so let's see what else. Okay, new contact points, and you're going to be back to looking down to the right with your eyes closed, controlling your breathing, and thinking a door and the number 7.
Okay, so closed eyes, Casey, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word a door and the number 7.
Okay, there we go. Good pulses coming in again. So you can have your eyes open and think again about what it was like this morning when you got up and how you were feeling about that. And this time it held. Yay.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
I don't remember you having to do that many, you know, on one particular person or individual before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're special, Casey.
Well, it means that there was a lot of interference hanging out in different parts of your brain. We had to get to them all.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, that's that should cause some things to change for you. And what I'd recommend you do as a sort of self-therapy is just put your hands over the center of your chest once in a while through the day, and especially before you go to bed at night, and think that thought, I adore, and especially if you think of somebody or something that you really adore, so you really get that feeling. It's all about the feeling. It's not necessarily about anything else logical. It's about the feeling. So that's what you want to do, is get that feeling.
Okay. All right. Okay,
all right,
Casey.
Thank you so much.
Call us back next week. Let us know how you're doing.
And yes, I will definitely try to. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so
much. Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's see. We're all over the place today, Dr. Nels. We're going to Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, boy.
How fun. And we welcome Barbara. Barbara, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you guys?
Well, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got a couple of questions, one about my dog and one about me.
Oh, okay.
We both got issues.
What do you want to hear about first, Dr. Nelson?
Let me just check.
Pardon?
We want to hear about you first.
Okay, Barb, what's going on with you?
Oh, me first?
Yeah.
I'm just going to do him first, okay? I have scoliosis, degenerative disc disease. I've got neuropathy practically over my whole body. My arms and hands and legs are a combination of numb and pain all the time.
Oh, bless your heart. No wonder we're doing her first.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
See, your energy's out of whack enough. It may have something to do with your dog.
And I've wondered about this. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, because the flow of energy is from human to dog, you know, from human to animal, and they do pick up and process our stuff. And many times Dr. Nels has to work on the human first, and before he can work on the dog, he's got to clear you first. And but something just said ask, which he wants to do.
So here's what we need to do. We don't want to talk too much about what's going on, because that's just wasted time. What we want to do is
Well, it also gives it energy, too.
Yeah, we want to talk about, you know, how do we get to the root of this. And so what I'm going to have you do is close your left eye only, all right?
Okay.
All right, and that is reactive, so keep that eye closed. And, there's the old feeling of pride.
Oh,
so
back again.
We're going to find a positive to replace that with. And it's trust again. That's a frequent combination. So focus on the feeling of trust. Okay, and with that left eye closed, you're going to be looking down and to the right. Do the controlled breathing and think trust and the number 7.
Okay, so close your left eye only, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 7.
And we're getting good pulses coming in now.
Yeah.
So go ahead and open both eyes. And then we're going to retest this, Barb. And I'm going to have you close your left eye only. All right. Now, that one held together. So now what we're going to do is... let me just check and see what else.
Now you want my left eye closed right now?
You can have it open again.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just checking to see if we need to do what we need to do next.
Yeah, we need to have you close only your right eye.
Ah.
So close only your right eye. And it's okay if you have to hold it closed. And that's also reactive.
Oh, so he's got more to do on you.
Okay, you're going to be looking down and to the right again. And you'll have your right eye closed, and you'll be doing the controlled breathing and thinking trust and the number 7.
Okay, so close your right eye only, look down to the right, slow controlled breathing, thinking the word trust, and the number 7. And we wait for
and
the
there
pulses.
It's starting in now. Ah. Okay, good. We're getting good pulses. And you can go ahead and open both eyes. And then for our retest, I'll have you close that right eye once more.
Oh, that's strong now.
Okay, now that's holding, yep. So now let's see if there's something else. Oh, we're going to do something a little different here. So hang on.
Boy, we've had one of those days, haven't we?
Yeah, hang on a moment while I check out what it is. All right, you're also going to focus on the feeling of devotion and close your right eye again. All right, and now that's reactive. So keep your right eye closed, thinking of devotion. Okay, and with that right eye closed, look down to the right again. Do the controlled breathing and think, devotion. Excuse me, I have too much going on here. Devotion and the number 7.
Okay, so close that right eye only, look down to the right, slow controlled breathing, thinking the word devotion and the number 7.
Okay, and we're getting good pulses coming in again here. So go ahead and have both eyes open. And then we'll retest. I'll have you close your right eye and think devotion. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good and solid. So you can have both eyes open. All right. Now I need to do some physical contacts, more like what I do when I'm working with the animals. So let me find out what that is.
Interesting. You're getting a work over just like Casey did, Barbara.
Okay, so what we're going to do with you, Barbara, is I'll be working on the right side of your neck, much as I do with the animals, and then down on the inside of your right knee. So we'll be holding on to those for just a little bit. And what I'll have you do to help speed this up is take a breath in and hold it.
You want me to hold those?
Yeah, take a big breath in and hold.
No, I'll hold the contact points. You just take a breath and hold it.
Oh, okay.
And the holding of the breath, the whole purpose of that is it speeds up the process because it brings your unconscious brain into focus in the now, because it's often being distracted by memories of stresses of the past.
Uh-huh.
It'll focus on this, you know, hey, how come you're doing this when I normally do the breathing thing? And the longer you go, the more intense this focus becomes. Okay, you can breathe now. I got good strong pulses in both areas. All right. So let me see what else we need to do here. All right. Actually, that's what we need to do with you.
Ah, so now we can move on.
Now
to
we
the
can
dog.
Move on.
Okay, now is your dog's name Gage?
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of dog is Gage?
He's a pit bull.
Okay.
Gage the pit bull, and about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What color is he?
He's white.
Okay, that's interesting. That was the image I got. I'm usually when I see a pit bull in my mind, I see a black dog with white on it.
Uh-huh.
But when I did this one, I got a white, so that was cool.
All right, so you're tuning right in. And something going on with Gage?
Well, he has a pacemaker that he's had for a little over 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And we had to get it, the lead wire replaced, like, was it twice or three?
Well, it doesn't matter. You've had to replace
Anyway, since last July, he's had trouble with that and with an infection in it. We've been on 3 rounds of antibiotics. I mean, different kinds of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Kept thinking it was clearing up, and I thought it was really clearing up this time, but it opened up again to let some of that stuff out again. So I'm just wondering why this keeps going on and why we can't seem to get him over that, if there's something underlying.
Well, Dr. Nels is already tuned in, and
yeah,
he's
I'm doing some balancing, so we'll do that, and then I'll see if I can check any further. I'm not necessarily the best with the why questions,
right?
But we'll see what I find out. Every once in a while, I can figure something out.
Well, I'm wondering too. Do you want her to go grab the antibiotics the dog's on, and should we test those?
So is he on? He's on something right now.
Yeah, actually, he's on something. It's called marbofloxacin.
Okay, well, that's all I need to know when I do get to that point.
When we get to that, we can test that and see if it's working for him.
Okay.
Because it may. Now, have they done a culture and sensitivity on?
Yeah, we actually did. And when we did the culture, we were on another one that was also a floxacin, but it started with C. And then once again thought it was, well, it just never stopped opening up and leaking. So he changed him to this other one, and I thought it was had it licked, but I'm not so sure now.
Yeah. Okay, I finally got this side to balance. It was really a toughie. So let's see what else we've got. And it may come about because you have a whole, you know, a whole nother electronic presence, you might say, going on, and that might have something to do with why that was particularly challenging.
Well, hopefully, we getting him rebalanced with all of this will help a lot, Barbara.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll have to let us know.
We've got the left side of the body now, middle of the neck, and a little bit up into the lower part of the rib cage. There's some points there that need balancing.
Well, Gage has got a lot going on for only being 6 years old.
Yeah, you know, and it's like right before this happened, I had to put another dog to sleep who he really loved. It was, you know, his companion and stuff. And part of me has wondered, did he have a broken heart, and should I have, gotten him a new friend right away? And now with the pacemaker, I'm a little worried, too, because even if they'd play or something, he might get hurt.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thought that comes to my mind is all that what ifs are water under the bridge. We can't go back and fix it. So
we just have to deal with the
situation.
Yeah, and you can
got.
Call in again next week, Barb, and Jude and Paul can do their harmonic energy shifting with both of you.
Okay.
And then we'll have Darcy Pariso, our animal communicator and medium, will be back the second Sunday of May. And it would be really good for you to call in then, because we can have Darcy tune in to that other dog now that's on the other side. And Darcy, with her communication stuff, may be able to help work through some of these issues for him as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So what I'm finding out here is that I tested on that antibiotic and I get a strong test. So that's good.
So that's good.
Yeah. So that's, you know, the combination there is okay. I also was checking out for, are you familiar with colloidal or ionic silver?
Yeah, actually, we were bathing that for a little while with a syringe thing, because he had this hole where it was draining out of, and they gave me this blue stuff that's kind of sudsy that I put in there, but then on my own, I put in colloidal silver.
Yeah. Silver is excellent. You can, you know, if there's a hole, you can, you know, certainly you can, spray it with it, shoot it in, whatever. If it's not so much of a hole or just a tiny one, you can just put a cotton ball soaked in
dab
silver.
It on, so she should continue
and
using
if you
the
can, if it's possible to even, you know, to make it so the cotton ball is held in place for a while, so it really soaks it. That's what really works really well.
Okay.
And I get a good positive test on that. So that's...
Okay.
That would be another avenue to help clear up that.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right. So I guess that is what we can do for you today, Barb. But I want you to call back next week, and we'll you can report to us, you know, how you're feeling this week, and gauge, and then we'll get Jude and Paul on it, and then the second Sunday of May, if we aren't resolved, we'll get Darcy on this.
Great.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much.
You're
great
welcome.
Talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show, and that will leave us just enough time to do current events and talk about your announcements, because you've got some special, Dr. Nelson's got some special stuff coming up.
I do indeed.
We're going to be talking about, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, April 10th, my special guest will be Jane Lindemuth Fitzpatrick, who is the author of the screenplay Windcatcher, the story of Sacagawea. She is getting ready to make the movie and will be with us to talk about the screenplay and movie process. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All righty. Hey, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just about ready to wind up. But before we leave you, it's time for current events. Okay. It's getting close. I'm doing my classes again by popular demand, and this time on the east side. So you can join me at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, and I will be doing my series of two classes that I call The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends. And part one is communicating with animals, interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, will be Wednesday, April 20th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Part two is the following Wednesday, April 27th, and what I call the human to animal transference, how your behavior and health influences your animals. We've been talking about that today. And more tools for better communication. That's also from 6:30 to 9 p.m. So two Wednesdays, Wednesday, April 20th and the 27th. The classes are $20 each. You can take them separately, but they're best if taken together, and it's $35 for both. That's pretty inexpensive. Call Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland to make a reservation, because space is limited, and I really mean limited. So call for a reservation, 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. Now, Dr. Nels, you've got some things coming up.
Right. I have an event next week, week from this Monday, a week from tomorrow. On April 18th, I will be the guest speaker for the Angel Network.
Hmm.
And it's kind of like a meetup group of really interesting people, from what I've read. And hey, I'm excited to be invited to speak there. That happens at the Denny's on 128th South Everett area.
Oh.
And that's my speaking part's from 7:30 to 8:15. Should I be able to go on that long? And the whole process of the whole, what's the best way to call it? It's hard to call it a meeting. There's lots of different things that go on. I think it starts about 7 and goes up until about 10.
Ah,
yeah.
So, and is there a place where people can go for more information?
Yes, I would recommend that you go to the. You can look at my Facebook page, which is Healing Ministry for Animals.
Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook,
right?
And you've got the announcement up there.
I posted that on there, and it's called the Angel Network. You can probably just Google the Angel Network, Seattle area or Everett area or whatever. You'll be able to come up with something there. It might be in the Meetup family of things. If you go to meetup.com, you might find it there. I actually can't remember how I got connected with them. So anyway, but I'll be doing a talk and
Dr. Nels, he's going to get the details to me.
Yeah.
So we can put them up on current events. So
that'll be good.
Yeah. So yeah, before the event, they'll be up on MarthaNorwalk.com under current events.
Right. Right. I scheduled this thing so long ago, and then I got reminded last week that it's happening. It's like, oh, it's here now. So I have to kind of get myself back in gear.
Yeah.
So, and then the next thing is on May 14th, so about a month from now, I will be at the Super Supplements on 44th in Linwood. They're having a kind of a little health fair thing there, and I'll be representing the animal side of that program. My sister, who is also, excuse me, a best practitioner, and her focus is on people with chronic pain, she'll be there as well.
Now, this is the Super Supplements where?
It's 44th. Avenue on in Linwood.
Linwood, okay,
yeah.
And that's on May 18th.
May 14th.
May 14th. What time of the day?
And that's going to run from 11 to 2. And it's kind of like it'll be like little booths, so you can stop by and chat with the people.
Oh, excellent.
I'll probably have my little video player playing some of my videos, and I'll be answering questions. And if people want to schedule for a talk or anything, a conversation later, we can schedule that. Whatever, we'll just kind of meet and greet and have a good time.
Super, super. All right, and let's see, to finish up current events here, our animal communicator, Darcy Pariso, has got some events coming up. She's Saturday, April 16th and May 14th, 1 to 4 p.m., Talk to Your Animals, Animal Communication 101 and 103. That'll be at Stargazers in Bellevue. You call them to register, $40 each or $75 for both, 425-885-7289. And then up at the Northwest Dream Center, we've got Salmon in the Forest at Northwest Dream Center in Everett. They're in McCollum Park, which is actually more like Mill Creek. It's a great 45-minute film, plus a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the new Northwest Stream Center Elevated Nature Walk. And that's the private tour that Kathy and I went on. And, oh, it is phenomenal. You got to get to the Northwest Stream Center. And it's geared for seventh graders, two adults, Space is limited to 30 participants in each. And Wednesday, April 13th at 2 p.m., Thursday, April 14th at 1 p.m., or Friday, April 15th at 10 a.m. So you can give them a call at 425-316-8592 to register. $7 if you're a member of the Streamkeeper Foundation, or $10 if you're not. Now, there's we've also got the Carilion Bear Dog 5K runs to benefit the Carilion Bear Dog program with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And they'll be in Wenatchee April 30th and Spokane Valley May 7th. Got a lot more events coming up for animals around the area, but no time to talk about them. So go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and you'll find all the details for all the events and so forth. Let's see. And then just to remind you, it's getting warm, and if it's 60 degrees or more out there, make sure you do not leave your animals tethered or kenneled in the direct sunlight. If you have animals that are confined in the house, this could be birds, it could be fish, it could be ailing dogs or cats, make sure they're not in front of a window that the sun is going to come up on. I actually met someone a few years ago whose dog actually had heat prostration because it was paralyzed, and they had it in front of the window, and it cooked. So you don't want to do that. Leave screened windows open, a fan, plenty of water, a cool location if you can do it. No dogs and cats in unattended closed vehicles. 60 degrees or warmer, it's too hot. So pay attention. It's important. And let's see. If you stay tuned today, it's an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. So you don't want to go out in the overcast weather. That's would be a good thing to do. And then next week, we have Dr. Nils Rasmussen's here right now. We've got Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Jude is a chiropractor by trade. They are both acupuncturists. They specialize in the acutonics treatment, which is acutonics tuning forks on acupressure points. They also do remote work, so you can see them in person. You can see them individually in person or together. I see them regularly, just like I do Dr. Nels, and find it phenomenally helpful. They do wonderful remote sessions as well, but they also do clearings of spaces or clearing of issues that you need to work with. So tune in next week. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show, as we did today. And I look forward to hearing from all of you again next week. Now, if you need to contact Dr. Nils Rasmussen, go to his... wait a minute. If you gave up your chiropractic license, are you still a doctor now?
Well, my doctorate degree comes from
technically,
a college.
Oh, okay. So you still, okay.
be a doctor, I guess. Okay. I'm just not practicing chiropractic anymore.
We're doing best anyway. So.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
The aegis under which I work now is Healing Ministry.
www.nels, N-E-L-S, healingministry.com. Check out the healing packages. You can fill out a client assessment form to get a free telephone evaluation, or you can give him a call at 425-238-2668. So, got to say thank you, Dr. Nils.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you, Kathy. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.